Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 ring.
All right.
Where did Joe, you find it?
Well, Joe has a banana phone.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is that free with your Time Life Books subscription or what?
Hey, I'm about to outphone all you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Laugh while
Joe,
you
Joe
still
is
can.
Finally succumbing to, I have to get an iPhone.
Yeah. When your technology starts with a number 2 instead of a number 1 in front of it in 1997, then we'll talk.
Is it June yet? Is it June 1st? I think I may be a free agent tomorrow. So
tomorrow you're a free agent with your phone.
Yeah, so I got to double check today.
Double check. I had a hassle this weekend. I'm not going to name who because it's rampant. It happens multiple times. But unsubscribing from something when they said, no, you're still under contract. But thank you for being a loyal customer since 2004.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And I went, I don't believe I signed a lifetime contract ever.
Yeah.
Prenup. Mazel tov!
What they said is I went in for a technical service on a piece of broken equipment, and that reset my service contract.
See, that happened. Well, I had to replace my phone, but I made sure. I said, now, this doesn't in any way extend my contract.
And guess what?
They said no.
The person talking to you? In the store with the pocket protector?
It should be fine. I don't see it. I mean, look, no, you're good.
That was him.
Timmy says it's good.
Timmy said it was good?
Timmy said it's good. Huh? You know how far that gets when you try to cancel and they tell you, oh, no, our computer says. In fact, I've run into this a couple of times in the last week where a computer says something that isn't true. And I say, but your computer is not right.
I know Timmy.
And then the people on the other end, and by the way, I end up apologizing to them.
Yeah.
I go, Yvette, look, I know you didn't make this huge corporation. I know you had nothing to do. I know that they give you limited powers, and there's nothing you can do to help me.
Yeah, it's the overlords. So, it's not Yvette.
All right. So I want to tell you, Yvette, that I mean nothing personally against you. When I say the company you work for is terrible.
Yep.
When I say.
Exactly.
What do you mean you no harm?
Have you ever been in that position?
Well, it's an unrelated story, but it's the same thing. I can't get two computers to talk to each other. I booked an airline flight on a great travel website.
Right.
Usually I go direct to the airline. I didn't in this case. I asked for an aisle seat. It comes back seat 28A, which is in the back of the plane on the window in an empty plane. So I called him up. I said, well, I can see just about every seat on this plane is empty. Why am I in the back by the window when I requested an aisle?
Well, we weighed you in. Otherwise, we won't be able to lift off. Unless we put you in the back, you've got to tip the whole thing forward.
Was it a weight issue?
Well, they said no. They said, oh, yeah, I see you requested an aisle. Well, unfortunately, our computer doesn't talk to their computer, blah, blah, blah.
Computers actually rule the world right now.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Well, that's the biggest racket when you buy a plane ticket online. No matter who you serve, they ask you if you want to pick your seat. You spend 5 minutes picking your seat. Oh, maybe on the flight way back we'll be over here, and on the way there we'll be right. And then you get to the airport, and it's nothing like that.
No, because they have the right to change your seat at any time.
Yeah, it's like some dumb game they play with you. Like, where would you like to sit?
So, all right, back to the apps that are changing your mind. And I'm just warning you, when you go in to change your phone, they may tell you you can't. And here's something else that happened to me. And again, it's not a phone, but and I'm not going to say the name of the company. But no, it isn't one that I endorse. I actually have been being wooed back by them.
Oh, really?
They called last night, and I just I answered the phone, and they asked if I was there, and I said, no, I'm not, and I hung up.
You reached my voicemail.
Lisa said they've been calling all day wondering why you left them.
Drunk dialing.
Drunk dialing me, begging me to come back. And I thought, but here's the thing. It's a computer, again. It's a computer that couldn't solve my problem and had information down there that was incorrect. And then it's a computer through people. The people are the slaves to the computer begging for forgiveness.
Right.
It's very, very messed up. It's so 2001.
Were you going to take the come on?
No, I'm not interested. I make my decisions, my purchase, join, and quit decisions based on my parameters, not theirs.
He didn't offer you something nice?
I'm not Joe.
Football phone.
Joe.
Football phone. Say it like a football. Works like a phone.
Banana phone.
Football phone.
So anyway, back to you. So I hope you can. I hope you're a free agent tomorrow. You can get out of your phone.
Some point in June, I am a free agent. I got to double check. Yeah. I think it's June 1st.
So you're
going to
get an
check.
iPhone, huh?
I'm thinking that way because I'm seeing all these apps. And people say, oh, get an Android. Maybe they have the apps too. But the one thing I know is my phone does not have the apps. And I want some. I want some apps.
Some of this stuff is has been there for a long time, by the way. You can make reservations at restaurants. Lisa always makes reservations on her phones. A new one that Joe found this morning is called Parking in Motion, where you actually reserve and pay for a parking space ahead of time on your phone. 1,000 major parking lots in urban cores and airports are hooked up to this app. And you get a discount on parking if you use the app.
Hmm. And it'll be sitting there waiting for you.
And the big truck driver that pulled into your reserve spot, what do you say to him? He's like 6'5", tattoos both arms, sleeveless shirt.
You apologize.
Well, I'm assuming that there'll be somebody there to inform him that a hipster with an iPhone.
Discount on parking allows them to afford extra security.
Right.
Yeah. You can't park there. Joe's coming.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Personal training, body waxing at OC Waxing.
Oh, Joe, you're into that?
Orange County.
I'm going to skip that.
Call ahead.
You can book your appointments. Do you know what we used it for the other day? We're at a nice restaurant, and Lisa had a nice bottle of wine. Actually, she always goes by the glass. She's too cheap to ever buy a bottle of wine in a restaurant because she knows how much the markup is.
But she drinks like a bottle and a half?
It depends. Yeah. It depends. She's actually, since I quit drinking 21 years ago.
No fun for her?
No, it's no fun for me to make fun of her drinking because right. She used to drink a lot, just slightly less than me. And now since I have none, she drinks just slightly more than me.
Right.
She always has one glass, maybe two. So this bottle of wine was so special. She was like, this is fantastic. And the waiter was a hit for bringing it. It was a Pinot Noir. And my wife, almost surreptitiously, you'll love this, Joe, took out her iPhone and swiped it by the side of the bottle, getting the barcode on the bottle of wine.
Oh, sure.
Which immediately bought up three places she could buy it online
mm-hmm.
for the cost of a glass and a half at
yep.
a fancy restaurant.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. You bet that's a good deal.
Does she do the barcode scanner in the store and show it to where it's cheaper?
I haven't seen her do that. I wouldn't put it past her.
I've been to places that you walk up with your iPhone. I'm not going to name names, but it was the best buy I possibly could have gotten. I walk up to the counter and say, this is for sale here at this price, and they match it.
Yeah, a lot of places
will
do that.
Just scan it with your phone. Yeah.
My wife and I rarely went out Sunday night and had a bottle of wine, and it was the most special bottle of wine she'd ever had. It was the cheapest bottle that I've ever had her actually be able to drink and like $10 in a restaurant
ten
for
bucks.
A bottle of wine.
He's bragging. Wow.
Well, that was
ten
good.
Bucks.
I couldn't that's believe good. It.
$10 up Chuck's.
No, it was good. This, I was just looking at this site. This makes me mad. See, now I need a phone because these guys don't have a website. They only have an app.
Hotel Tonight. It's an app booking an evening's rest, and they don't have a website. Only on app.
Yeah, you go to their website, and I'm used to Priceline or whatever, and this, all they do is show you how to download their app.
Isn't it a pain, though, carrying around a huge computer on a knapsack on your back, though?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, their whole deal is, you know, like, if you want a room right now, and they give you, it looks like, a really cut-rate deals.
Yeah, this was coming. I'm glad this is there. Perhaps you're out partying late one night in Boston, Denver, or Seattle, it says in the USA Today, and you missed your flight out of O'Hare. Either way, you need a hotel room 5 minutes ago. Many hotel booking websites won't accept bookings on the same day or late that night.
Right.
Enter Hotel Tonight. It sounds like a Sounds like the next Eagles album, doesn't it?
Hotel Tonight. Gonna need a hotel tonight. A hotel tonight at home.
It's an iPhone, iPad, iPod, touch-only hotel booking app. Yeah, I'll be downloading that. Anyway, so these apps are, and it's interesting because the internet came out. The big knock on the internet was that it levels the playing field. Everybody can advertise. It costs nothing to, or almost nothing to put up a web page. But now what's happened is just like hit records, just like hit television shows, just like almost like entertainment, utilities that allow you to do things and use things bubble up and become popular, and a herd mentality of people follows them, talks about them, tells their friends, like Groupon and Living Social. And these things, think of them like the way you used to think of record albums. When you'd tell your friends about one and you couldn't wait to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You would anticipate its release. That we haven't had yet, the anticipated release of an app. But it's coming.
So far, they've kind of snuck up on you. They stick them out there, and
yeah,
somebody likes them and then tells you about them.
All right. They're good things. They're good things. But they are actually bad in a way because they're costing jobs. They're putting people out of work.
How?
How do computers making things happen faster and cheaper put people out of work? Do I really have to answer that?
Well, yeah. I mean, so how does me finding a cheap hotel room tonight put somebody out of work?
Well, do I have to explain that? I guess I do. Once,
there are no stupid questions, so stupid answers,
okay,
by the way.
No. I don't mean to, put you down. It's just, to me, it's
but
such
it's just
an,
so easy and fun?
It's just
cool.
So easy for me.
Yeah.
If in the old system, you didn't have all the knowledge and power and leverage to bring those rates down, you would drive around. Hopefully someone else would be at the wheel because you'd be drunk.
Right.
Late at night. And you would go, where do we go? And you would, instead of the internet, you would scan your brain for the last cheap hotel experience you had. Maybe it was a Holiday Inn. Maybe it was a Travelodge. It certainly wasn't a Westin or a Sheraton, right?
Right.
You would immediately brand scan your own brain.
Okay.
In order for you to be able to do that, what did these hotels have to do?
Be there and be open?
They also had to advertise a lot. You being in the business of making money from advertising, you should understand.
Okay,
advertising.
But they still advertise. No one's lost a job because I'm looking for a hotel on my phone.
Ooh, well, maybe not so much for the hotels, but as profit margins get squeezed, and as advertising on the web and on the phones becomes cheap, then I just don't want to talk about it.
But the hotel maid is fine, is what you're saying.
There's no desk clerks are out of work, no maids are out of work. The hotel maid
is paid less. And maybe doesn't understand you quite so well when you ask her.
I am a captain of industry, and I want you to do this.
No, what I'm saying is they have to cut costs all the way around because they're not charging as much for the rooms. When you didn't know,
but
you would wander in
anyway,
and they would say it's $96 for the night, and you would say $96.
Okay.
And you would buy the room. Now you sit there with an electronic remote-controlled bird dogger to get that room for $63. That's money you saved.
But he makes a good point because the room was sitting there empty anyway, and that's how Hotline and Priceline, they were there to make money for the hotels because they were smart.
Yes, and that's the come on to the hotel side.
It's smart.
Right.
You that have the empty
anyway.
Rooms.
It's smart in the beginning.
Yes.
Well, first off, let me tell you something. All hotel rooms start out empty. All,
yeah.
Every single one. You
really?
Can one that
yep.
didn't.
Yeah.
But if it's...
And it's
what?
Easy.
Lenny lives here.
And it's down the hall.
It's easy to add the word anyway. Empty anyway.
Right.
Empty anyway sounds like you won't have anybody, any customer unless I come. Which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy if you all have apps designed to drive the prices into the dirt. Yes.
Well, if it's 9 o'clock at night and 10% of your rooms are empty... I mean, there's a certain price that it just doesn't pay because you've got to hire somebody to clean the room and everything. But you will take just about anything if you can make $20 or $30 on a room.
Yes, but once everybody is what you guys don't understand this supply and demand. Once everybody is wired, there will be no more people wandering in paying full price. That used to be a huge hunk of your business. They won't exist anymore. Think about it.
I understand. You're making it pretty clear.
Okay. David in Seattle, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just want to give a couple of tips to Joe on the iPhone purchase. So every summer is typically when the newest version of the iPhone comes out. So, Joe, if your contract is ending in June, you should hold off for a couple of months until the new model comes out. Otherwise, you're going to end up with, you know, you're going to have the 62 Pinto with a gray primer door compared to what's coming out.
Oh, I love that advice. I'm good at holding off on stuff. I'm really good at
except
that.
Except for the buffet. You're very good at it.
Yeah, I'm good at putting things off. So, okay.
My other tip is Verizon now has the iPhone. And I say that because I should say my goodbyes now because I'm sure within the next 3 seconds I'm going to lose the call. So, I mean, everybody complains about AT&T coverage, but Verizon carries the iPhone now. So if you're out of the contract, my advice, and I'm a guy who's had an AT&T iPhone for 4 years, and like I said, I'm driving through downtown right now, and I'm amazed that I'm still on the phone with you guys right now.
Are you on Bluetooth, I hope?
And there he goes. That's unreal.
No, I just potted him.
Oh,
down.
Did you? You suck.
He's back. Go ahead.
But Verizon, go Verizon and wait for the new one because it's supposed to, I think they're talking about, I don't know, August or something, August or September, I think is when the new one's coming out.
Oh, yeah, so. I can wait out the summer. I don't really need a phone that much.
Thank you, David. Okay. Anyway, so back to supply and demand. The internet, think of the internet the way you thought of jobs being shipped overseas. Remember our friends who used to work at the Mackie manufacturing plant, and they made Mackie mixing consoles?
Yeah, local guys making great stuff.
It was a local factory. We toured the factory, and we watched them putting together the tools that people were creating the grunge with. It was almost like Seattle was this organic garden of grungy musical materials, right?
Sounds wonderful.
Nirvana.
Magic garden.
It was a nirvana, if you will. And then at some point... A company from probably South Korea started making these things like for half price and manufacturing them. I think the company was called Behringer.
Nice Korean family name.
Well, you know what's funny is they never name it like
Meng Tao.
They don't usually. Well,
oh, Behringer, that sounds wonderful.
It sounds like a Behringer.
Nice.
It rhymes with my son's name.
Yes.
So they shut down their manufacturing and all those jobs left. Well. What these little apps are is they work even cheaper than the Chinese. The app does the work of a concierge for free.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And when's the last time you saw a really plugged-in concierge at anything other than a five-star huge price hotel, right? The concierge, whew, he's gone because the phone is better than the concierge.
Well, who's going to ask the concierge anything at a Holiday Inn, really?
Right. That's
Is
true.
My friend Mr. Heroin checked into the hotel?
I was going to do that. Oh, that's from a movie. Okay.
From a scene, get him to the Greek. His name's spelled H.
Glad you don't have personal experience with that. Yeah, and the concierge got a cut.
Yeah.
The phone gets nothing. Steve Jobs gets his little taste. That's it.
Yeah, I imagine the concierge these days has an iPad right there. I mean,
this is all about driving the prices of everything down. And turning us into the third world country that works for these machines. How does it feel now?
Now you've upset everyone.
I'm sorry.
Paranoid.
I don't mean to make you paranoid. It's good in the short run because it's low price now.
Yeah, we can feel good about, you know, not going to the travel agency and using Expedia back in the day. Remember when people used to use travel agents?
I remember.
To book.
Call your favorite travel
agent. Oh, mine's out of the business. Yeah. You're totally right. She was awesome.
I'm a VIP now in one of the travel websites. They sent me a VIP privileges.
At a website,
yeah.
You're a VIP.
Yeah, I have a number I can
so
call.
So you're a very important protocol.
Yeah.
You're a very important internet protocol.
I've got concierges in several cities.
He's taking his wallet out.
I got a concierge.
He's a VIP address.
Wow, look at that.
In Vegas, Orlando, Hawaii.
Really?
I'm an elite member.
Yeah.
But that's also the person who couldn't figure out how to get me an aisle seat.
Remember the Mickey Mouse Club, too?
Sure. You? And when there's a problem, the computer doesn't know the answer.
Exactly.
722. Let's see. There were a couple of other things we started this morning. Oh, Spike and I are actually for something. We agree on a contentious issue.
You both agree on the same thing?
I think we do.
100%, probably for very different reasons. And I thought that that's very rare, because usually when you hear the debates on the show, sometimes, don't tell Spike, sometimes I just take the other side just to watch the steam come out of his ears.
You could tell him it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, keep it quiet.
Banana phone.
On this one, we agree, and apparently Joe and Jody and Eric disagree. And this is a very important bill. Is it in our area, or is
it's in
another state? Okay.
No, our area doesn't have the brain power to put this Common Sense Act into play.
Spike and I both call it Common Sense Bill. Motorcycle riders and bicyclists would be covered by this bill in Springfield, Illinois. What happens is a motorcycle rider, driver, approaches a red light and must sit and sit and sit because the bike wasn't heavy enough to trip the machine that changes the light. Under this new bill, a motorcycle would be able to stop at the stoplight, look both ways, and then proceed straight ahead on a red light. In other words, a stoplight, when it's not busy, would be treated like a stop sign, correct?
Exactly.
To me, this seems compassionate, logical, efficient, and
I hadn't thought about all that. Yeah. Yeah.
You just thought it was good for you.
I'm sick of sitting here, Act of 2011.
Yeah. So I find it hard to imagine how anyone could oppose this, but Peter did a survey on our Facebook and said that everybody thinks it's a bad idea.
99.9% said this is insane.
Why?
Well, basically, I'm just reading the first one. Bad idea. With all the idiot drivers out there, you think they'd be aware of this new rule? That's the first one I'm reading. Right.
Okay. But the idea is not that I'm a motorcycle, so I can jump in front of you. The idea is I'm a motorcyclist, so I'll treat it as a stop sign. I will look and then proceed with the same care.
Nobody's going to go through a red light in full motion with the beauty pageant wave as you go through.
And there's very few motorcyclists, I believe, that would have the train of thought that would be like, hey, it's legal, so watch me graze this truck.
I can't tell you how many times I've sat and sat and sat. I've done this illegally.
You've gone ahead and said
absolutely.
It's a red light. But
in the middle of nowhere, nobody's coming the other way. You sit there for 5 minutes. Forget it.
So the Facebookers are completely against it, Pedro.
Again, I'm just looking at them right now. It's 99% of them said this is...
Read me some more.
Bad idea, stupid idea. This is, and I can't say the word. no, I don't agree with this at all. Great, just one more thing to worry about while I'm texting and driving. So somebody else. Again, all of them.
It's got to be the same for everybody. I mean, if a motorcyclist should do it, I mean, everybody should be able to do it.
But the difference here is that a car is heavy enough to trigger the sensor that changes the light during these off hours, and a motorcycle is not. Here's the number, 877-901-0957, or you can text us at 52309. To me and Spike, in a rare moment where we agree, this seems like super common sense, and it's late in coming. It's time to let motorcycles run red lights after they look very carefully and make sure that they're not going to get squashed by you and me.
Sure, in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm picturing where Spike's talking about at 5 in the morning on your way into work,
right,
and there's no one around. That makes sense. But in a busy intersection with people making poor decisions...
In a busy intersection...
It wouldn't be legal also.
In a busy intersection... The people making poor decisions would be Darwining themselves, and there would be fewer motorcycles, which would probably make you happy.
Thinning the idiot herd. Absolutely.
I mean, it's their own safety. It's because it's a victimless crime, really, if they hurt themselves.
Well, until you've smashed a biker on the front of your truck, that's upsetting.
Anyway, I'm trying to make this controversial in any way I can. 728, here's the number, 877-901-0957. People are lining up already. Should motorcyclists be able to go through a red light after they stop very carefully?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
Hey, it's interactive, man.
On 95.7. Text us at 52309.
Locking yourself in a cage with a tiger. You know, there are easier ways to get a thrill. It's the $1,000 Thrill an Hour Cash Contest on 95.7. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000 an hour from 10 to 4.
You only need two things to win, a phone and this number.
1-877-565-WINS. That's 1-877-565-WINS.
You'll have a chance to win at the top of each hour.
The $1,000 Thrill an Hour Cash Contest on 95.7.
The greatest hits of all time.
Yep, yep, yep.
Kansas. A night to remember.
Don't you cry no more.
Kansas. Live with the music that helped make rock classic. July 31st at Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza. Kansas. One night in concert. With all the classic songs. All in one unforgettable evening. July 31st at Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza. Tickets are on sale now at snowcasino.com and ticketmaster.com. Kansas at Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza.
People love Quest's new five-year locked-in price so much, they've been asking other businesses for similar deals.
Hi, are you the one I talked to about locking in my power bill for 5 years? Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'd like my weight to stay the same for 5 years. Is that possible?
Oh, you're serious?
Get the price lock guarantee from Quest High-Speed Internet. Up to 7 megs for $14.95 a month when you bundle. 5 years, no term commitment. Call 800-764-9694. Quest is becoming CenturyLink. Offer not available everywhere. Residential only. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We continue to believe that being open and honest is still the best approach to home loans. We are BECU, a credit union by the people, for the people, with the goal of getting more people into homes they love and can afford to keep. And since our loan officers aren't commission-based, our motivations are straightforward and sincere. So there are no traps, tricks, or gimmicks. BECU has always made an honest commitment to our nearly 700,000 members that we'll put people ahead of profit. And when it comes to mortgage lending, that means we put homeownership ahead of simply closing a deal. Why? Because Home Sweet Home is even sweeter when it makes good financial sense. We are BECU. Apply today.
With rates near historic lows, this is a great time to move into the home of your dreams. And by applying for a home loan or home equity line of credit through BECU, it'll be a home we help you keep. For more details, go to BECU.org. BECU is an equal opportunity housing lender.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
Good idea, Han. We've got to get the Chevron Extra Mile for the Takeoff to Adventure game. You can instantly win extra mile bucks or enter your code online for a chance to win a Disneyland Resort vacation to experience the new Star Tours with airfare from Southwest Airlines Vacations. R2, that was my energy drink, buddy.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of California, Oregon, and Washington, 18 and over. Void or prohibited. See rules in stores or at extramilegame.com. Ends June 30th while supplies last. Chevron Extra Mile. Extra easy, extra value at select Chevron locations.
The new Symbolic Medical Tower at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett has over 200 patient rooms, $60 million of the world's most sought-after equipment and technology, and an interior designed to provide a soothing atmosphere for patients and their families. It's a 700,000-square-foot structure that's spectacular both in form and in function. But without our dedicated doctors, nurses, and specialists, it's just a new world-class 12-story medical tower. That's because the physicians and staff are what truly make the tower stand apart. It's their commitment to dramatically improving the hospital experience and providing award-winning care for our community that puts the tower in a class by itself. The new Symbolic Medical Tower at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett. For medical excellence close at hand, look no further.
Tour the tower at our community open house Saturday and Sunday, June 11th and 12th from noon to 5 p.m.
Each morning at Taco Time, long before our doors open, we're busy in the kitchen, preparing the sauces and fresh ingredients that make the food you love, the food you love. When my great-grandpa Frank opened the first Taco Time almost 50 years ago in White Center, he knew what his most important ingredient had to be. the people he hired. They still are. Our people come in early every day to chop, slice, and dice the best ingredients by hand, so every salad, every soft taco tastes good and fresh, just the way you like it. It's simple. At Taco Time, we just want to make you happy.
Whatever makes you
at Walmart, every shopping cart tells a story. A red and white checkered tablecloth.
Oh, the classic family picnic.
A fresh 15-pound watermelon.
Mmm, heavy with sweet juice.
And a Whammo slip-and-slide triple racer.
Well, that's one way to get them clean.
Right now, fresh watermelons are at their peak, and Walmart has them. Low prices every day on everything. Backed by our 100% freshness guarantee. If you don't love our produce, bring your receipt back for a full refund. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
It's time to play Remember Me. Listen carefully. How many of these do you remember?
Book 'em, Denim.
Hi, Bob.
How about this?
Hey.
Maybe this?
Shazam.
How many do you know?
That question is leading and suggestive.
To see all of these memorable classic TV moments and many more, watch MeTV KVOS in Seattle, Tacoma on Comcast Channel 72 or North Sound on Channel 12 and on Dish Channel 35.
That's dandy.
MeTV KVOS.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy.
Hi, I want to upgrade my car stereo.
Easy answer, HD Radio. We have all the latest HD Radio car stereos from Alpine, Pioneer, JVC, Kenwood, and Sony.
Why HD Radio?
Well, only HD Radio offers HD2, HD3 channels, iTunes tagging, and artist experience. Plus, the digital sound will blow you away.
Sounds good. Show me the way.
Oh, did you know installs by Geek Squad include a lifetime guarantee?
HD Radio. More radio, more value.
I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center, southbound I-5, really filling in from 44th and Linwood all the way down to 145th. Average of Seattle's about 42 minutes. Southbound 405, seeing some really heavy traffic approaching the 522 interchange. The slowest part of northbound 405 is from Sunset up to 112th, and northbound I-5 through Midway is a slow go at the moment, especially around 516. Traffic is brought to you by Fred Meyer. So what's for dinner tonight? Fred Meyer has a fast, delicious idea, hot, fresh rotisserie chicken from your F.G. Meyer Deli. Choose from tangy barbecue, lemon pepper, or savory herb, just $5.99. Stop by Freddy's on your way home and pick one up. Up next on the Bob Rivers Show, should we let motorcycles go through red lights?
Hey, where's your phone? Call the Bob Rivers Show right now at 877-901-0957.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
Get your motor running.
All right, don't call now because you won't get through. People are hot on this. My electrician hotlined me on my cell phone.
Yeah, Sparky, call the show, dude. Direct access to the king.
He doesn't have.
Got to go through channels.
He doesn't have a special line. Anyway, so that's Steve, who's working on a very fancy house right now. Okay, so
Steve was against this?
Steve is against this. Well, what he was actually telling you is that it's a misconception that whether your motorcycle trips the light is based on weight, that it's based on some kind of magnetic sensor.
Exactly. When you pull up to an intersection, especially a turn lane in an intersection, you'll notice that something's been laid beneath the blacktop. Occasionally you can see like an outline cut into the blacktop where they put a sensor down there.
Yeah.
And it's a magnetic read that has to, a huge-ass piece of metal has to hover over it for it to know that there's a car there.
So motorcycle still won't trip
it. They won't trip it up. No, they sell a huge magnet you can slap on the bottom of your motorcycle to help trip these things.
Okay, so it's a real problem.
It is.
And so if you just tuned in, the question is, should we, like Illinois, consider a law that allows motorcyclists to stop at a red light, look, and then proceed with caution straight if they want, as opposed to just right turn on red? It depends on who you are, I guess, whether you think this is a good idea or a bad idea. Dave is in Maple Valley. What say you, Dave?
Hey, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm waiting for the welcome back music, but I guess I'm
Pedro,
welcome back.
Hey!
Screw you there.
Dreams were your ticket.
All right. Well, where were you with it? Why do you have to be begged?
Wait, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea, and I was just telling Eric that if they were smart, what they could do is if they can make it a default to a four-way flasher if the pad had not been tripped for, like, say, 5 minutes. That way, on slow times, you have a four-way flasher. So when the motorcycles pull up, it's a four-way stop. That way you don't have a motorcycle coming from the other way who's going to run right through it.
Yes, except
while the other motorcycles, you know, waiting and then going, and then you get two motorcycles crashing into each other.
I like that, except for one thing. Past performance is no guarantee of future. Yeah. The fact that it hasn't been tripped in 5 minutes doesn't mean there's not a semi coming right now.
But if it's a four-way flasher, then they're all going to have to stop.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Why do we even have red lights? Why not four-way flashers? I'd like us to look like a third-world country everywhere
we
go.
I'll tell you why, because
we're going to pay crappy wages and buy cheap goods at low prices every day. We might as well drive around on scooters and try not to hit each other.
When you're in a semi going down a backcountry road and you've got the green light because you're on the arterial, you don't want that truck stopping every quarter, half mile because there's a four-way flasher sitting there. I mean, you want that green arterial run. You want that truck to be able to make its
That's
load.
That's what's bad about the four-way flasher.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. These traffic people have studied this stuff their whole lives, of course. Dave in Buffalo, what do you say?
Hey, guys, I had a question here regarding the – I live near Linwood, and that is like – excuse me, it's red light hell. It's traffic camera hell up there. How does the camera not know you're running the red –
Good question. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to have those cameras at those particular lights. By the way, I love that on the sign, welcome to Linwood, traffic camera hell.
Yeah.
It's a great community slogan. All right, thank you. It's Steve in Bremerton. Hello, Steve. I'm sorry, it's Matt in Edmonds first. Matt?
Yep. Hey, I think it's a horrible idea.
Why?
I've got a 2000 Plymouth Neon, and I can't trip some of these sensors. So does that mean I get to go?
No, it means you should buy a better car
or a motorcycle.
I'm plenty close to the magnetic sensor, and I got plenty of heavy metal on my car.
I don't know why you're not tripping.
Your car won't trip a sensor?
It doesn't make sense that your car wouldn't trip a sensor based on what we just learned about them.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense. There's plenty of intersections around here in Linwood where I can't trip the sensor.
A texter says Washington State passed a law in 2009 that requires new vehicle-activated traffic signals to detect bicycles and motorcycles.
We have a law saying you have to give motorcycles equal opportunity to be detected. So you should run a little experiment, my friend, because that's not right that your car can't. And just like the people who made the language translators in Oregon speak Klingon, you should make sure that they speak, what's the name of his car again?
A Neon.
They should speak Neon.
Yeah, it's got 14-inch wheels. I'm plenty close to the ground.
Yeah, stand up for your rights.
Plenty of steel.
All right, thank you. Steve in Bremerton, now you're on. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I would be in favor of this. As a matter of fact, there's an organization called Washington Road Riders Association, a motorcycle rights group, who tried to pass this thing for several years. It's not the legislators, there, Spike. It's the motorcyclists. They tried to champion this and lane splitting, and they had just as many motorcyclists against it as they did for it.
Why?
Felt like it was an unsafe condition that they were endorsing.
Ah, they're for
Interesting.
Safety.
Now, this lane splitting is another issue that I am against lane splitting. I'm all for the red light with common sense, proceed when safe issue.
Yeah.
You know what lane splitting is?
No.
Is it like a bicycle lane only for motorcycles?
No, what it is, and it's legal in California. You see, whenever you go to California, it drives me nuts. Imagine you're on I-5 and all four lanes are kind of crawling. In California, with lane splitting, bikes are allowed to run up and down the stripes. Between cars that are going 2 miles an hour, bikes can fly up and down inside the stripes.
That should be called hair splitting.
Well, it's taking your life. It's Darwinism is what it is. Because one person jumps lanes on a bike doing 30 miles an hour between two cars,
no way
and
to
you're
stop.
Done.
Yep.
I had an idiot do it to me doing 50 miles an hour yesterday on I-90 with a passenger on the back of his bike.
That's asinine.
How do you know he was an idiot?
Because I'm doing 50 in the left lane. There's somebody doing about 45 in the right lane just as you're going east on I-90, and a little motorcycle goes right between us because he doesn't have the patience to wait.
Russell in Tacoma, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to call about the sensors for traffic. They're not a scale. They are a giant metal detector.
Yes, we heard that.
Yeah, I had called up. I've been sitting here listening to you, and I heard somebody just said that.
Knowing that they are triggered by metal doesn't seem to make them tripped by every piece of metal, even though it's required by Washington law. What do you think about either cars or motorcycles or both being allowed to go straight when they come to an intersection and there's a red light and there is nobody around?
I don't think they should.
Because?
The car or the motorcycle. I don't think they should. I think it's still a safety hazard because, I don't remember who was saying it earlier, you know, you get somebody on a truck, they're just cruising. They aren't going to want to stop.
What if you can see far enough in every direction that you know that it's not a safety? What if the sign said, stop and proceed with caution, traffic permitting? What would be wrong with that? Like we have right turn on red.
Uh-huh. Well, if the sign said stop and proceed with caution, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if the sign doesn't say something, if you've got a straight red light, that means stop.
Yeah.
Sounds like my dad.
Well, speaking of your dad,
yeah.
A red light is a red light. I mean, what kind of message does it send to our kids?
That used to be the same message that was sent by a stop sign.
Since
when does stop not mean stop?
Well,
all the time now.
Well, red means stop. Yellow means proceed with caution, slow down. Green means go. We teach our kids that in elementary
right.
school. You start saying red doesn't always mean.
Well, nobody's saying don't stop. Stop, and if you've waited for a while and it's safe,
still means stop.
Then go.
Just like it does on a right turn on red, Joe. Remember when we were kids? Right turn on red? You could never
do that.
It felt so weird at first. It felt like I was cheating.
Women couldn't vote.
Hey, Kimmy, are you there?
I am. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, but I was thinking more in along the terms of when there's no one around. But during the busy times of the day, the lights are going to be going all the time anyway, so there really wouldn't be any reason to be doing it because you're going to have cars all around you. So I would think it would only apply
when there's no one around, like as in
no
able
around.
To run you down. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. It seems logical, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Extremely logical. Even I hate sitting there in the middle of the night or whatever at a light in the car.
Right. You could put hours on it like you do for the HOV lanes.
Yeah.
There you go. And Seattle is supposed to be the most polite city in the United States for sitting at stoplights in the middle of the night.
Well, aren't you charming?
We are, aren't we? It's lovely.
All right, Kimmy, thank you very much. Okay, just a couple more on this. Just to put a punctuation on it, Doug in Bremerton says, pass the Illinois law now.
Hey, am I on?
You are, sir.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are back. I wondered where you went.
welcome back.
We were sitting in a red light for 6 months.
Hey, the music. I've been riding for like 30 years. I live over in Bremerton. When I'm coming into work at 4:30 in the morning and I got to sit at that stupid light, I've done what Spike has said. I've sat there for 5-10 minutes and gone ahead and ran it, and I think it's a good law. I think they ought to pass it.
Now. All right, Doug, thank you. A couple more. Eric.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you are for lane splitting. In other words, motorcyclists risking it all just to get there a few seconds quicker.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I am for it. And from my understanding and from what I've been told was, if you do lane splitting, when I went to California many years ago, on my motorcycle before I went to the Marine Corps, I loved it. Now, there's going to be some idiots out there that are going to hate
die.
It. I mean, in the sense of who are in the cars, going to try to open up the doors, but...
And die.
What's that?
And die.
Well...
Yeah, well...
When I'm on the motorcycle and my legs are frying in the middle of summertime, it's nice to be able to get in. If you're... a situation where maybe there's a lot of room, you know, and not every, you know, one's gonna
die
room for motorcycles, but I think splitting should be legalized up here.
All right, thank you. I had to interject a little bit.
Yeah, hello. He's the voice of reason.
Jeff and Everett, hello.
Morning, Bob.
You're on.
Hey, I have a couple of points. One thing is that if you're sitting at a light behind a motorcycle, and it's all relative, if you perceive the motorcycle perceives that it's clear long enough for him to go through under this law, there's no way of knowing that the person behind him isn't zoning out and would follow him right through the light. So you say
so
you
we
have
need to protect people from their right to zone out at a light.
It's really, that's your argument. I love it.
I do. It all boils down to how many people die and is it an acceptable number of people, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a good idea because I've seen it happen before where people just say, well, the guy ahead of me went, so I followed him through.
All right.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, we're done with that. Thank them. People will call about traffic all day.
Yeah.
And you know why? They're in it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, we live a life of luxury, my friends.
Not being in the traffic with
Not
you
being
people.
In the traffic.
Oh, you people. Poor people. I feel so bad for because, man, it's bad.
When you're in rush hour, when you guys were off for 6 months and you were driving and you would make the mistake to be in rush hour.
It felt criminal.
Yeah.
That people, human beings, should be herded around like cattle this way.
I would come home and start throwing things.
Yeah.
I don't know how everyone does it.
Okay. No, now Hell's Angels will catch me in my Geo if they have that lane splitting. I think we should all do what Montana does. Erect crosses for all the people who die. No. Have all the lights blinking green or yellow, and then if it's clear, you can go. You're not stuck sitting. They have that a lot in Montana, but not
blinking
everywhere.
Green, huh?
Seattle drivers are the worst in the nation, says one of our texters. Why would anybody say that?
In what regard?
Because they're stuck in traffic right now, and it's frustrating. We're not trust me, we're not the worst.
We're pretty bad.
We are?
Yeah, we rank high. It's not our fault. Our road systems were made for a much smaller amount of people.
Got it.
We're a size 12 city in a size 8 shoe.
Yeah.
All right.
We look good.
Let's go to something feel goody. There's a horse herpes outbreak.
It's our feel good story of the week.
There's a horse herpes outbreak?
Oh, yes. This is unreal.
Yeah, it's actually really bad news. Around here in Washington State, it's causing a lot of disruption with horse owners, with events and stuff.
Does that mean you can't nuzzle up to the horse again the way
I
you used to?
I wouldn't recommend it right
Can
now.
Can humans get horse herpes?
I don't know, but I have a friend
can't, according to Jody. And she's speaking like she doesn't want to talk on the radio about it, but she has reason to know.
That's me saying no.
Stomp your foot twice or once.
You can't get horse herpes.
Horse intermingling, though, it's like there's rodeos and stuff that just aren't happening because of this.
Here's a news report about it.
So instead of using horses, we're testing the girls' knowledge and ability to adapt, and they get to ride stick horses tonight.
The contestants can still show their horsemanship, that they know the patterns and sequences, though with a little more effort.
A stick horse, it's a lot different because you have to do all the work, and I think it's going to be a lot more tiring than with a real horse.
What really shined were the true traits of a queen, poise and personality amid trying times.
It'll give you experience for, you know, things. If you happen to have a problem like this later in life, you already have the experience of riding a stick horse.
Right. So your husband doesn't show up.
Here's my stick husband.
Wait a minute. Are we talking like saw horses?
Pony, hobby horses. So, you know, with a horse head and a stick. These rodeo queens do not cancel their rodeo competition.
So they rode stick horses.
They're trotting around the arena with their sequiny hats and stick horses. Funniest video I have ever seen.
All right.
It teaches you lessons for later in life. Say, I'm in the HOV lane and my partner couldn't come. I brought a stick buddy.
She's right. Without the horses, it is very tiring.
It's harder.
I have to carry the horse.
You're stickly little stick turd.
Okay, 751. Moving along, there is another sex scandal. This time it's an Egyptian banker. Now, whatever happened to the IMF guy? He's like in shackles.
He's house arrest.
He paid his bail.
$1 million cash.
And like $5 million bond.
Right. Surrendered his passport.
So now we have word of an Egyptian banker arrested on a sex crime allegation by a maid at New York's Pierre Hotel. Question on this. What's the first thing you think of when you hear this story? Jody.
What's going on with people assaulting maids in New York?
Okay. Spike.
Did this guy not see the wall-to-wall coverage of the last banker jumping a maid's bones? Dude.
I hate to say it, but copycat. Maybe a maid that has seen the chance at a payday. Not to take the other side, but, you know.
Those all three are valid observations. Here's the story.
So instead of using horses, we're testing the girls' knowledge.
I had a stick made.
For the second time this month, a prominent international banker is led away in handcuffs after an alleged sexual assault of a maid at a posh Manhattan hotel. This time, the accused is 74-year-old Mahmoud Abdel Salam Omar, 74. The former chairman of Egypt's Bank of Alexandria.
Did you rape that woman?
Omar was staying here at the upscale Pierre Hotel, where suites run over $1,000 a night. Sources tell ABC News that at approximately 6 p.m. on Sunday, Omar called to have some tissues delivered to his room. A 44-year-old maid claims that when she arrives, Omar, wearing pajamas, asks her to place the tissues on a table inside his room. She alleges Omar then closes the door, locking her in the room, and immediately attacks her, trying to kiss and fondle her. The maid fights off his advances and tells authorities, she says, "I'm not here for that." But Omar allegedly grabs her again, rubbing against her. Then the maid says Omar asks for her phone number. She thinks fast and gives him a false number. Finally, he lets her go.
Wow.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I do
yeah.
tell.
I know you're thinking that she is lying.
Oh, no. I'm thinking that if I order tissues for my room, I don't need her.
Right. I'm thinking if somebody calls and orders tissues, yeah. send at least two maids. Yeah. Send a backup. A brigade, that one guy said, right?
No. And actually, I had a couple of other thoughts. Yeah. I don't know whether she's lying or not. I don't jump on those things because if you don't know and you jump on it, it says more about you than it does about the story. Mm-hmm. Joe didn't jump on it either. He just sort of casually walked by it.
Right.
you know, who knows? You never know. If you weren't there, you don't know. But what I look at is the situation. I look Columbo-like at the whole thing.
Right. And one squinty eye.
One squinty eye is how I look at it.
You have tissues already.
Well, what kind of $1,000 a night room doesn't have tissues?
Well, he went through a box already.
I mean, the Holiday Inn has tissues.
Exactly. So for $24.99, I get all the porn I want for 24 hours for one low price?
74 years old. He's not going through anything.
Here's the thing. If you got $1,000 a night to spend in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Call Elliot Spitzer. Just
right.
have him go through his Rolodex for you. And
there should
be
an app for that for your phone.
Should be. No. There probably is.
There is.
So anyway, but yes, this story smells a little differently than the last one, but I don't know. You don't know. And if these guys are doing this kind of stuff, they should be certainly charged with these crimes, and it should get the idea that it's not safe to do that way.
If I was a maid in New York, I'd start carrying a big knife.
Would you?
Yeah. It's not safe.
What? Really?
Well, because two bankers came to town?
Yes, because
safe.
Two
Maybe
bankers
a maid
came
in
to
a
town.
City of 14 million people? I don't know if that might be a little overkill. But I would understand your feelings as a woman. Absolutely. No one's coming after this.
Jody's from New Jersey. If the Jets begin a two-game losing streak, Jody starts carrying a knife.
You got to carry a knife. The Jets lose two?
All right. 7:55, still to come this morning. If your kid totals the Volvo, swerving to avoid hitting a squirrel, how do you react? Are you mad at the kid? If your this kid did total a Volvo to save a squirrel.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center. We're dealing with one collision at the moment. The I-5 southbound express lanes just north of Stewart Street. There's a collision blocking the right lane, so expect an added delay into the city in the express lanes. Westbound 520 also filling in from Bellevue Way to the water. I'll give you more traffic info in 6 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by YourTrafficAlerts.com. YourTrafficAlerts.com makes your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at YourTrafficAlerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Had an installation over the weekend of a brand new mattress from Sleep Country USA. Now, I'm not going to talk about the mattress today. I've got plenty of time to do that. But I'd like to talk about the people who installed it. A couple of guys, strong, fast, efficient, courteous, on time. And you know, this mattress that I got is kind of a new fangled whiz thing. It's got a adjustable bed attachment.
Oh, yeah, the
I've
base.
Never had before.
Adjustable base.
Movable base. You can put your head up. You can put your feet
up. Put your feet up. It massages you. So I've never had a mattress do that before, and I never went to a cheap motel where I could get one of them. But they used to have those, right?
Let's get back to the service you receive from Sleep Country.
They wore booties, I bet. Big guys.
Big guys wearing booties, but they were very unfazed by it. They're not hipsters by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they're what they are, professionals that care about your home and the quality of
the
work they do.
The entire process took only minutes. You want the mattress price wars price? All you have to do is go to Sleep Country USA. There's one in Federal Way, or visit them on Pacific Highway across from Best Buy and ask for Bob. You'll be happy you did.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Routines may be a little boring, but when it comes to your vehicle, wouldn't you rather avoid surprises? Routine maintenance will help you keep your car or truck running right. To extend the life of your vehicle, change the oil and filter every 3,000 miles. Flush and fill your antifreeze every 2 years. Change your shocks every 50,000 miles. And check your battery and fluid levels every month. Your nearby O'Reilly Auto Parts store has the name brands, low prices, and helpful people to provide just what you need.
If it's time to top off or flush and refill your cooling system, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store for peak 50-50 coolant, $6.99 a gallon. It's pre-diluted for convenience, so there's no need to add water. Protect your engine with peak 50-50 coolant for $6.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
There's a new way to get to all the best lines, all the best times, all the best crimes, all the best rhymes from the best shows. Everyone knows so many fresh new episodes now on demand. No need to wait, no satellite dish to rotate. It's fun for you and fun for me. Get the best shows, Xfinity.
Now Xfinity gives you the latest episodes from all the major networks, all on demand. ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. They're all here. So don't worry if you miss your show the first time around. Just sit back and watch the latest episodes of Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, 30 Rock, and Glee, plus many other favorites whenever you want. It's never been easier to catch up and keep up with the shows everybody's talking about. Only with Xfinity from Comcast.
Now on demand, no need to wait, no satellite dish to rotate. It's fun for you and fun for me. Get the best shows, Xfinity. It's endless fun to do Xfinity.
An open letter to my son.
To my daughter.
I know that sometimes we don't see eye to eye.
I know that you want me to respect your time.
Your freedom.
I know that friends.
A job.
Your success is important to both of us.
That's why I'm excited about Washington Online School Network.
At Washington Online School Network, you can take every class you need to graduate on time, all online.
At no cost.
Real support to earn a real diploma.
Washington Online School Network is available to students in grades 6 through 12. Our network of accredited schools offers challenging online classes with live one-on-one help from Washington-certified teachers.
So whether it's a history lesson at 10 p.m.
or learning algebra at 6 in the morning,
I like that you can take classes on your schedule.
At an online school that fits the way you learn.
And that makes me proud.
Me proud. Check out Washington Online School Network today. Visit WashingtonOnlineSchool.com. That's WashingtonOnlineSchool.com.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet.